It's 7:49. I'm Chuck Anzalevich. This is West Virginia Morning. Access to clean, reliable drinking water is unreliable in some of southern West Virginia's old coal towns.
They don't have water for certain periods during the day, but up Boyd's Chapel Way, everybody's on the private well.
That story and more coming up on this West Virginia Morning. Support for West Virginia Morning is provided by Hope Gas, committed to the growth and development of West Virginia to strengthen the community. Information at wvisforhope.com. Advocates have refiled a lawsuit that seeks to halt vaccine exemptions. Chris Schultz has more.
The American Civil Liberties Union of West Virginia and Mountain State Justice are asking the Kanawha County Circuit Court for a temporary restraining order on Governor Patrick Morrissey's school vaccine exemption order. Morrissey issued an executive order to allow religious and philosophical exemptions to the state's school vaccination requirements as one of his first actions in office. Eli Bomwell, ACLU WV Executive Director, says individuals can still qualify for exemptions under the West Virginia Equal Protection for Religion Act. He says their issue is with the governor unilaterally extending the act's exemption.
It shouldn't be a controversial statement to say that the governor doesn't get to override the legislature.
A previous lawsuit from the same group was dismissed on technical grounds in July. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Chris Schultz in Morgantown.
Here's the weather forecast for the Mountain State. We're expecting variable cloudiness and hot today, with highs in the mid-80s to the mid-90s, although in the eastern panhandle, it could be a little bit cooler with a chance of rain. For tonight, mostly clear skies with lows in the mid-60s to the low 70s. Variable cloudiness tomorrow with a chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the day. Highs tomorrow will be in the 80s. Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting is provided by Hope Gas, committed to the growth and development of West Virginia to strengthen the community. Information at wvisforhope.com. West Virginia has a water problem. Some regions have waited more than 30 years for municipal systems to deliver clean drinking water. Meanwhile, they rely on faith communities bringing bottled water. From the tiny town of Anahualt, Wendy Welch attended a water distribution day and brings us this story.
In front of the fire station in the tiny town of Anahualt, clean drinking water is rushing from a 500-gallon tank into 1-gallon jugs. Filling those jugs is local resident Joey Fields.
I'm fire chief of Anahualt Fire Department and the captain of Gary Fire Department. I just help where I can help with.
Like many small towns in West Virginia, Anahualt has a complicated and enduring water problem. Also, like many towns in West Virginia, Anahualt used to be a coal town. In the 1940s, coal companies built water systems that carried water to houses inside town limits. By the 1980s, people on city water were experiencing regular outages as old and corroded pipes broke. In the early 2000s, the town turned maintenance of the antiquated water system over to the public service district, which lacked enough funds to do all of the needed fixes at once. So problems persist to this day. That's why the United Methodist Disaster Relief Team activates a system of volunteers to bring the 500-gallon tank and a whole lot of clean jugs to distribute water to rural areas in McDowell County. Anahualt distribution is every other Thursday. Diane Farmer and Peggy Bailey are volunteers. They're also residents who live with a lack of clean drinking water.
Water lines are very old, and they break down a lot.
Yeah.
And some
spring
people,
leak.
They don't have water for certain periods during the day, but up Boyd's Chapel Way, everybody's on the private well.
Boyd's Chapel is outside town limits. Being on a private well doesn't help much with water woes around Anahualt. People outside town limits used to get clean drinking water through wells or springs on their property, But even that water is unsafe now.
I've lived there. I'm 72, and I've lived there 70 years, just on a different part of the property. And it was okay until, I think, about 86. That's when they started drilling gas wells.
Things went from bad to worse. In the early 2000s, coal companies began blasting. Again, Joey Fields.
The blasting tore our well up. So when the water's off any length of time, we don't have any source of water due to a lot of the wells being contaminated by the blasting.
For people on the town system, water shutoffs are a regular occurrence. A woman who's come to pick up jugs for herself and a neighbor says sometimes the water goes off for days at a time. She doesn't want her name used, so I'll call her Miss L.
You wake up and they have a leak somewhere, so the water's off, you know, and you don't have a warning about when it's going to be off.
When the water is on, Miss L uses it for household cleaning, but
I don't drink my water. I do not drink it.
Neither does Brennan McGraw. McGraw took a break from putting in a new pump house to come down to the fire station and fetch water. Even with new filters on his well, he doesn't drink from it.
You know, everybody's got filters around here.
You don't have nothing.
I don't drink it no way.
McGraw is knowledgeable about what's in the water, which is why he won't drink it.
It's like a bacterial iron, and it's coming from the coal seams. Sulfur is in the coal. It actually makes determination on how they sell their coal, how much sulfur is in them. And the sulfur comes out in the water that's coming through the coal seams.
Diane Farmer says she doesn't believe any of the coal or gas companies working in McDowell County will ever be held to account, past or present.
The coal companies, they change names often enough of the company to not be held. And I'm not against coal mining. I'm not.
I just want clean water.
Yeah.
Farmer is quick to add that the nearby town of Gary was built by coal companies, who supplied the workers with houses and services. The others agree, both that coal is important to their history and that coal companies will never be held accountable for what's happened to their water. Again, Brennan McGraw.
We can't fight the big companies. The water system is what needs to be. The government should be set up that if there's a public service in your county that supplies water, that county should be responsible to service water to anyone in that county that needs water.
Miss L also looks to the government.
The people up in Charleston that's over the water systems, they're supposed to make sure all the towns have usable drinking water. They should make sure every town has this, not just certain towns in the state where there's more prominent people living. You know, they don't have these issues. It's always the issues is in rural counties, you know. So it's like we are always forgotten, like we're not human.
It turns out the state has had multiple opportunities to remember people in rural areas, but with mixed results. From Anawalt, I'm Wendy Welch.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day at our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University and the Marshall University School of Journalism and Mass Communications. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Bill Lynch, Chris Schultz, Curtis Tate, Eric Douglas, Maria Young, and Randy Yowie. Eric Douglas produced today's show. I'm Chuck Anzalevich. This has been West Virginia Morning.